Hello and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And today we're talking about your favorite thing ever, money.
Money, 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 money.
If you go traveling overseas, you need to get different money, right?
Yeah, that's right. And every country, you know, they all use different kinds of money.
Yeah.
And there's so many different numbers and names and colors and shapes.
Exactly. So in this dialogue today, we have a customer and a shop assistant, and they're talking about American money.
Okay. And there's a problem.
Yeah, he doesn't quite understand the difference between the money.
Right, exactly. So we often say in English that time is money.
It is.
So let's not waste any time and let's go ahead and listen to that dialogue.
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Hi there. I'd like to buy this drink.
No problem. That comes to $3.25.
Oh, I see. Here's $3. Let me check if I have correct change.
Excuse me, sir, but you just gave me $300 bills.
Oh, really? Oops, they all look the same.
You'll only need 3 ones and 25 cents.
Ah, that makes sense. I don't think I have any quarters.
Oh, but I see you have 2 dimes and a nickel.
Ah, right. Thank you.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi there, I'd like to buy this drink.
No problem, that comes to $3.25.
Oh, I see. Here's $3. Let me check if I have correct change.
Excuse me, sir, but you just gave me $300 bills.
Oh, really? Oops, they all look the same.
You only need 3 ones and 25 cents.
Ah, that makes sense. I don't think I have any quarters.
Oh, but I see you have 2 dimes and a nickel.
Ah, right. Thank you.
Okay, so in today's dialogue, maybe we're in a Starbucks or some kind of restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he wants to buy a drink.
Wants to buy a drink. You know, we all want to buy some drinks every now and again.
Yeah. So the cashier says, no problem, that comes to $3.25.
What comes?
Oh, that is the price, right?
Okay, yeah. So when we say something comes to, we just mean the total is.
Yeah, how much is it?
Because in America and in Canada, the price that you see on something is not the price that you pay.
Mm-hmm, because there's that favorite thing we call tax.
Tax, exactly. Now, if you go to Europe and a lot of other places, the tax will already be included in the price.
Right, that's nice. So there's no surprise
there. There's no surprise. So again, you can say it comes to $3.25. You could say your total is $3.25. It just means this is what you have to pay now.
Right, and we don't usually say dollars. We just say the number, right?
Right, so $3.25, $4.50, higher numbers, it would be the same thing. That would be $10.17.
Yeah, like $10.17. It's too long,
right? It's too long, exactly. And just most importantly, no one would ever say $3.25.
Right, so the customer, he's got to pay $3, so he says, here's $3.
Okay, so a lot of you guys might be wondering, why is he saying, here is $3? You know you have to say, here are 3 birds, here are 3 trees.
Right, yeah, but in this case, when we talk about money, it's one price. So we just say, here is.
Right, exactly. Now, of course, dollar, I don't think there are many people in this world that don't know what a dollar is.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember that many countries use the dollar.
Yes, yes.
But they're different dollars.
Yeah, yeah. The value is different, right?
So
Canadian dollars, American dollars. What other countries?
Australia.
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 And New Zealand.
New Zealand. Yeah, lots of countries.
Mm-hmm. So he still has to pay 25 cents. He's going to check if he has the correct change.
Okay, very quickly, check. Really just means to look.
To look, to see, make sure, right?
Yeah, to make sure. So, hey, Connor, did you bring the microphone today?
Well, I think so, but let me check.
Let me check.
Right. So correct change. We all know if we're doing a test, you know, the answer is correct or incorrect. Here, it's kind of a similar idea. Like, is it the 25 cents that he must pay?
Right. Now, interestingly enough here, change has so many different meanings.
Right, right.
When it comes to money.
Right. Here, change is just coins, right?
It's coins. So, you know, you could take $1 and you can ask someone, hey, could you change this for me?
Yeah.
And the meaning is, can you give me some change?
Right. Give me some coins.
Coins. Exactly.
Yeah. So he's checking if he has 25 cents, coins, right?
Right. The correct change.
The correct change. And we also sometimes say this like, well, when we used to get on the bus, we had to pay exactly, I don't know, $2.75.
Wow, it's been a long time since you've been on the bus.
Yeah, it's going up, right?
Right. In that case, we usually say exact change.
Right, because you have to pay exactly. They're not going to give you money if you pay too much.
Right, right. So keep that in mind. It's usually correct change at a store where they can give you some money back. And on the bus or some, you know, the boat, I guess, it's exact change.
Right. But sometimes when the shop assistant or the cashier gives you too much change, what would we say in that case?
I would say awesome and run away.
Run away.
But if they gave me too little change, I might say, you gave me the wrong change.
Right, yeah. And we could even make it more polite. Like, I think you gave me the wrong change.
I think maybe you gave me the wrong change, maybe.
Just maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say maybe, but like Connor, I would say, I think you gave me the wrong change.
Yeah, just because. We're all human. We make mistakes sometimes.
Sure. Now, of course, we have been talking about change, talking about these coins. Let's take a little break from that and talk about the ones and the tens and the hundreds.
Yeah, those are called bills.
The bills.
Right, just paper money.
Right. Now, again, all countries have paper money. $100 in Canada is not quite as good as $100 in America, but yeah. it's still pretty nice.
Oh, there was one time when it was about the same.
And it will happen again.
I hope so, yeah. So it looks like he gave the cashier $300 bills.
Whoops.
Yeah. And maybe that's because they all look the same.
Yeah, well, American money used to always look the same.
Yeah, it was all just green and white.
Right, but in Canada, our money was always different colors.
Yeah, so it's easy to find if it's in your wallet or your
purse. Yeah. And I mean, I understand this because even though you can see, you know, it says on the bill 100 or 1, you're not used to it. And probably at this Starbucks, there's a big lineup of people behind, you know, saying, "Hey, hurry up."
Yeah, so it's easy to make a mistake.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
But in any case, the cashier here says you only need 3 ones and 25 cents.
Okay, so we have not had a $1 bill in Canada for many years.
That's right, yes. And I don't know, I think in the States they still have the ones.
$1 bill, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind that $1 equals 100 cents.
That's right, yes. And that makes sense, actually.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's really fun here. We have basically two words that have very different meanings, but they sound exactly the same.
Right, exactly. In this expression, that makes sense. It means, it's easy to understand.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, if I'm reading something and I just can't understand it, I can say, well, you know, this doesn't make sense to
me. Make sense. Yeah. Yeah. Or sometimes, like, if maybe I tried to write a story using French,
but
my French is really bad, a French person will say, this does not make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you're a French teacher.
My French teacher said, Adam, this doesn't make sense. You should go to China instead.
Right. So, you mentioned that in $1 there are 100 cents. Now, what about 25 cents?
And 25 cents, that is called a quarter.
Right. If you like math, that means 1/4.
1/4, yeah. 25 percent.
Right. Okay. Mm. So it's a little confusing, but basically a quarter is the bigger coin.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Now, of course, the next coin on here is the 10-cent coin.
Yeah, the dime. These ones are very small and thin.
They're very thin. Yeah. They're very thin. And it's weird because they are much smaller than the 5-cent coin.
Yeah, it's kind of backwards
there. It's weird. It's just really, really weird.
Yeah. So the dime is 10 cents. The nickel is 5 cents. Mm. So if he wants to make 25 cents, he needs 2 dimes and 1 nickel.
Right. There are a few different ways you can make 25 cents there.
Yeah, I mean, it's confusing. Usually, if I need help, I just say, hey, can you count this?
Yeah. Well, this girl is very lucky that this worker here, this cashier, is very kind because he actually, you know, probably could have stolen her money.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I, of course, you know, like, you guys are not the only people who are going to other countries and using new money for the first time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can remember being in France and I had no idea what the money was.
Oh, yeah. And I remember being in Japan, traveling there. And oh, man, they have so many coins,
yeah.
And the coins are, you know, they're expensive. They're right. Worth a lot of money.
Mm, exactly, exactly. Okay, well, let's go ahead and listen to our customer and our cashier talk about those coins, talk about those dollars, what I need.
All right, sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Hi there. I'd like to buy this drink.
No problem. That comes to $3.25.
Oh, I see. Here's $3. Let me check if I have correct change.
Excuse me, sir, but you just gave me $300 bills.
Oh, really? Oops. They all look the same.
You only need 3 ones and 25 cents.
Ah, that makes sense. I don't think I have any quarters.
Oh, but I see you have 2 dimes and a nickel.
Ah, right. Thank you.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi there. I'd like to buy this drink.
No problem. That comes to $3.25.
Oh, I see. Here's $3. Let me check if I have correct change.
Excuse me, sir, but you just gave me $300 bills.
Oh, really? Oops. They all look the same.
You only need 3 ones and 25 cents.
Ah, that makes sense. I don't think I have any quarters.
Oh, but I see you have 2 dimes and a nickel.
Ah, right. Thank you. All right, guys, so we listened to that dialogue one more time. There is one important coin that we did not say, and that is the penny.
The penny.
Right.
Yes, the 1 cent coin.
1 cent. It's the smallest, cheapest coin you can have, and that's why we actually don't have them anymore.
In Canada, we don't have them.
That's right.
In America, they still use them, but you can't buy anything with the penny.
Right. It's that one that people, like, throw in the garbage.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But, of course, you know, my father, he was kind of angry when they decided to not use the penny.
Okay.
Because,
yeah.
You know, he remembered, well, when I was a kid, a penny could buy...
You go to the movies
or
something.
You go to the movies, yeah. Exactly. And he thinks that not using the penny is a bad thing.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, but I can understand the other side. You know, it's kind of wasteful.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really need it. And we're using our credit cards all the time anyway.
Well, that's what's so crazy, so silly. So in our dialogue today, the person says that comes to $3.25.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, it will actually come to $3.26 or $3.27.
Right.
But in Canada, if you are using coins, you don't worry about the 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just 5, 10, 15, 20.
Yeah, it's kind of strange to a lot of people.
It's 2 different prices.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's 2 different prices. So if you are paying with your card, it will come to one price.
Mm-hmm.
If you are paying with coins, it will come to a different price.
Because we don't have pennies.
I guess, and we're just crazy.
A little bit of that, yeah. What about you guys? Have you ever been traveling overseas and, you know, were you confused about spending your money?
Yeah. And which country do you think has the most beautiful money or the most easy to understand money?
Yeah, I hope you vote for Canada.
I hope so too.
Well, we look forward to seeing your comments, guys. And as always, you can ask us any questions anytime. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye guys.